A federal judge has approved most aspects of a settlement worked out between Microsoft and the Justice Department and rejected demands for tougher sanctions. In doing so, Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli largely set aside concerns raised by some states that the settlement wasn't tough enough on the company. But she warned Microsoft to comply with her order. Joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson, who's followed this case. Larry, the judge backed an agreement the Justice Department hammered out over years of litigation with Microsoft. What reasons did she give?
Well, you remember an earlier judge in this case, Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson, was very critical of Microsoft. And language in this opinion really slants in the other direction. It endorses the Department of Justice agreement with Microsoft as being the right remedy and is critical of those who try to get harsher sanctions against Microsoft. She notes that Microsoft shouldn't be constrained from innovating, from entering into new agreements with companies. She says the Justice Department approach will rein in Microsoft's power without shutting down the company's ability to innovate, and noting that this is a very important company in the software business. Now, you'll also remember that the last judge ordered a breakup of Microsoft. He was so frustrated with the company's refusal to admit any guilt. He was overruled by an appeals court last year. And this judge, Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli, took that appeals ruling to heart. The appeals court said that Microsoft was liable for antitrust violations, but very specific violations. And Judge Kohler-Catelli said, "I will address those violations, but I won't go any further than that."
Well, exactly what will Microsoft have to do differently if this settlement is, in fact, the document they have to live by?
Well, some of these things they're actually already doing because they had signed the agreement with the Justice Department about a year ago. They'll no longer be able to dictate to computer makers and to users, really, exactly how the computer desktop is going to look. They won't be able to tell them what software to feature. And you remember, that's the kind of tactic that Microsoft used to beat down the threat from the Netscape Navigator web browser. They were telling computer manufacturers not to offer this web browsing software on their computers, just offer our Internet Explorer. Well, now computer makers will be able to put anything they want on the desktop, including other software for playing music and other functions that Microsoft has been kind of encouraging computer makers to only feature their software. Consumers should be able to have greater choice in the sort of software that they use to browse the web, to listen to music. They won't be constrained inside the Microsoft universe. Microsoft also has to deal fairly with other competitors, like software makers. They can't punish their friends and reward their enemies, those companies who they feel are doing their bidding.
Now, 9 states refused to go along with the original settlement and wanted harsher sanctions. What exactly were they looking for?
They wanted something quite different. They basically wanted Microsoft to make an entirely different version of Windows. They wanted them to rip those extra features like internet browsing and music playing that I mentioned. They wanted them to take that out of Windows and not just hide access to it. They also wanted to take away ownership of the Internet Explorer web browser. They kind of said these were the illegal fruits of Microsoft monopolistic practices, and that would have become kind of a public property. Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli was just sympathetic to Microsoft's argument that these demands would have taken away their intellectual property, and she just wouldn't go along with them.
And what happens with the state's demands now? Can they appeal?
Well, they can if they want to, but you remember this case has already been to this appeals court, and the appeals court threw out the demand for a breakup. One thing to remember, John, though, is that Microsoft didn't want any of this. They said they never did anything wrong. So you can't really call this a total victory for Microsoft, but clearly they are on the verge of getting this case off their back.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.